Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
It's a real nigga anthem. Blocky got me sagging. I got babies at home. It's big bitch for protection. We winning in my section. Everyone got polled on a like in the election. You better fuck your bitch. You want to get off some aggression. Hear the whispers talking about the captain. Come around and take their words back like a correction. People let a judge what I got an objection. I'm the hardest nigga working. Standing on my blessings. I'm the hardest nigga working. Fuck nigga, I said it's 20 plus.
I'm Big. I got my homie.
Lazy. We back again. It's been a minute, man.
Yes, it has.
It's been a minute, man.
Or has it? Or has
it? It's been a minute,
We got
man.
A special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
King Doe, man. CCE, man. What's up with you, man?
Man, just living blessed. Hey, I'm glad you said it right, bro. People be...
Especially him.
Bro, that's the first.
See, they be saying my shit all the wrong, bro. I be like, man, in CCE, bro. They be like, Dosey.
Yeah.
King Dosey and all type of shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad you said it right, bro. Appreciate
and,
it.
And like you said, especially him, like, bro, I didn't mess up everybody's name. Uh-huh. That's the first name
even
I got right.
In rehearsal. Rehearsal. But, man, it's a blessing to have you here, man, because, like I said, off camera, like, you feel me? I'm a fan of the music, man, especially, like, anybody that really got a good sound to me in the city that I feel like got that sound, you know what I mean? I'm tapped in. I've been tapped in for at least 10 years, bro.
Appreciate it, bro. Yeah, bro, it's been a long grind, so I definitely appreciate it. Like, nigga, I didn't even know you listened to my shit.
Yeah, man. Anybody local that I feel like don't sound local, I can spin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like Trigger Valley,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we had Tiger Valley. We had a lot of... people come on here that I actually, you know, fans of, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Yeah, Tiger's dope too.
Yeah, he's super dope. He's on this, other shit right now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
It all ties back.
Yeah. Tiger's definitely dope. He's one of them lyrics. He's one of the ones that I'm going to spit a boo. I'm going to pay attention to what he dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
like,
facts.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of them.
That was your song of the day, man. Well, what was the name of it? And, like, what was you going through when you made it? Like, what was your mindset?
Which one?
The song we just played?
That song, for real, man, it was just, you know, shout out my brother Diesel, you know what I'm saying? I'm dropping this project, Cake or Die Forever, coming out soon, you know what I'm saying? So,
shout out Diesel, man.
Yeah, shout out Diesel.
Too, man.
Yeah, he's trending now, too.
Yeah.
So now, you know, like, I just went to him. I'm like, hey, bro, like, Jay-Z, like, my number two artist,
right.
And America Gangster. That's my favorite Jay-Z.
For real?
Yeah, my favorite that's my favorite album from Jay-Z. It's American Gangster. I just love the production on that.
Yeah, it's immaculate.
And he got a song on there. I think it's him and Benny Siegel. And it's that same sample, you know what I'm saying? And of course, you heard that sample before. You heard the original song, Ronald Isley, In Between the Sheets, the Isley Brothers or whatever. And I was like, bro, let's do that. He's like, nah, bro, everybody did that, but you ain't did it.
Right.
And I think
and it's the season for that.
Yeah. You know? So I just stayed around the corner from the studio. I went to go grab some smoke and some liquor. You know what I'm saying? I had popped up on him. By the time I came back, he was making magic. I was like, God damn. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's it right there. So I had, I laid the first verse down. Shout out my homie Schemes. He was actually going to lay the hook and do the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
But then I laid the first verse down, and my kids was here from Florida. So I didn't get to go back to the studio, and I had dropped them off in Florida. So it was a 12-hour drive. So I kept on hearing that verse. I told Diesel, send it to me. And I'm like, shit, bro, I'm about to go ahead and knock this motherfucker out. He ain't come to the studio late.
Right.
So I'm driving and, you know, writing a verse and a hook. And I just wanted something catchy. You know what I'm saying? I do I'm a manager at a strip club, so I wanted something that they can vibe to, too. You know what I'm saying?
What strip club? Like,
the Rustic Frog.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wanted something. I just wanted good music, man. You know what I'm saying? From the heart, I just want to vibe and ride out to that motherfucker. So.
And your shit's reality rap, man. Yeah. So it's like shit everybody can relate to, you know what I'm saying, on an even level, too. You know what I'm saying? But, man, that got to be exciting to be constantly still putting out, you know what I'm saying, music. And then, like you said, you're trending and stuff like that. Like, that's amazing, bro.
It definitely is. You know what I'm saying? It can get discouraging at times, too. You know what I'm saying? Because shit ain't not changed to me. I've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? I've been putting out music. Mm-hmm. Now it's just the ads and the attention is on it. You know what I'm saying? It's just the consistency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm going to share this post whether I get no likes or 100 likes. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see it. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to constantly see it. You know, people be talking that shit, but people don't be doing it. And then I got in my mind state. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little older now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. If you look on my Facebook, you ain't going to see me. If it ain't God or my kids, I ain't making no posts like, oh, Louisville bad, woo woo. All you gonna see is music or me sharing my people's shit, somebody's business.
I'm just waiting, man. Like,
don't nobody care about that bullshit, bro. And I think that's what gets in the way because I'm an artist, but I'm a fan too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember this one post somebody made, they was like, these are the three hottest artists right now. And I'm like, I went on one person's page, bro, and I seen no music. I'm like, scrolling, I'm like, damn, I'm trying to check her out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what the labels look for.
Yeah,
facts. But you know, people be in their way; they be caught up. It's all about that work ethic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What you working like, and keep doing it. Like, should I work 5 days? Yeah, consistency. Mm-hmm. I work 5 days. I got 2 days off, and out of them 2 days, usually I'm in the studio twice, or I'm shooting videos or something. You know what I'm saying? And when them 2 days, I'm always working. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know why niggas ain't doing nothing, but it seems like ain't nobody really doing nothing but me. You know what I'm saying? I look around and it's just like, it's a lot of young niggas. Right,
it's a lot of young niggas, but I think even with, like, your class, I'm going to put you in a class, your class of rappers, artists at this time, especially in our you know, region.
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody's getting older. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying, niggas is falling off or just not recording at all. Like, I do music, but ever since we've been doing this, like, shit, I'm like, you know. Yeah, but it's still a way to express myself and, you know what I'm saying, parlay with my partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, plus, you still got an outlet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you still in people's face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling bro earlier, I was like, you know, he's like, hey, you heard about shit. I just seen y'all. You know what I'm saying? Every time I get on IG, and I ain't even an IG person like that, but y'all will pop up every time. You know what I'm saying? But I had to be like, damn, what's up with Big and Lazy? You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, so it's just standing on people's faces. You know what I'm saying? So even though you ain't rapping, but you still expressing yourself. You know what I'm saying? You get to pop your shit on this microphone. So still kind of the same thing. So yeah, man.
Speaking of older people to rap, y'all heard that new Trip? My Trip is just on fire right now.
He is. He's definitely on fire, man. I feel like Alito, though, man. Mm-hmm. Alito was so hard, man. Like, for real, like. Everything about it, bro.
Yeah.
It's like it was long overdue, but sitting down with Lito dropping, like he said, he ain't dropping 48 months. He only featured on Trip shit. Bro, so cold that it's just like sitting down with him and catching up.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, that's amazing, bro. That's why I said reality rap outweighs all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You hear on the radio or, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think, like, especially in our city, like, what do you think a push, not only yourself, but other artists, to a whole nother, like, spectrum where people are looking at Louisville as, like, it ain't just Jack, it ain't just G, you know what I mean?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big, I'm B Fines, and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I think it's, and tap it back in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was like the my class or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, people forget. Like, I know y'all don't see it on Facebook. Like, and niggas, oh, he need to retire.
Yeah.
But niggas that like, bro, like, people your age don't listen to music, bro. Like, not everybody my age want to listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear about drilling and sliding, bro. Like,
that was music, bro. I swear to God, bro. That's murder.
Like, it's still people out here. It's still people within that 25 to 50-year-old demographic, 55, 60-year-old that like hip-hop, that like lyrics, like hard beats. And people forget about it. Be like, oh, you old-ass niggas need to quit rapping. Like,
come on, man.
Bro, it's old-ass niggas that's listening to music, that's paying for concerts and everything else.
That's true. The
old niggas is selling that concert.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Benny the Butcher wasn't nothing but 35.
Y'all hear
yourself? Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you, too.
Oh, okay. I can hear.
But, like, Benny the Butcher, he like 35 when he really, really popped. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. Benny the Butcher,
man, look at his hair.
Yeah.
Is it gray?
Kind of.
All of them, Griselda, yeah. All of them was over 30 when they really booked.
You can tell, though, because they music.
And it's polished.
And they cater to that older class. Yes. Now, if you younger and you sauced up, you know what I'm saying, and you like them lyrics, then you're going to follow, too. You know what I'm saying? But, bro, niggas act like, bro, like, I don't know, we're going to just throw out a number. But between 25 to, we'll just say 45, between 25, 45, that 20-year-old, bro, there's billions of people out here that age span, bro, that's still gonna listen to that music. Definitely. So even if you just target to your artists, your demographic, like you were saying. So that would be my question to answer your question about what did the city need to do or what does somebody need to do, bro? You gotta cater to your audience.
Yeah.
Like me, I feel like what would we say, like blue collar rap? You know what I'm saying? Like my audience is guys that. People that go to work, I can't say guys because females too, you know what I'm saying? Females really, really fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Just because of the lyrics and the shit that I'm spitting. But
females going to show love first.
Yeah, they going to show love
first. All right, nigga got a homie that rap, so I feel like somebody better.
Yeah, and plus when a female turn you on to something new, like, she like, here, play this. And you like, okay, like, let me check this out. Like, what's she on? You know what I'm saying? Who turned you on to this shit right here or whatever? But, you know.
Definitely.
It's just a demographic, you know what I'm saying? So, That's what I try to do, and I know what my audience like.
And shit, a lot of people get better with time.
Yeah,
facts. Like, and then this shit costs money. So over 25, like, you know, over 25 is like a bad motherfucker. That's when you feel like you know, at least by that time, and you trying to rap, you know, I got to get some serious money, whether it's street money or just going to work and still hitting the studio and shit like that. Like, that's when you really get in your groove of like being able to pay for the shit.
Yeah.
Because when you're young, it's just fun. Like, we're going to go to the studio. Everybody in this bitch going to hop on one fucking song.
Hell yeah. Before the kids and shit come along. The real bills and shit.
Yeah.
But that's another thing, bro. Ain't no shortcuts in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't.
Like, you're going to see what's up. Like, ain't no, them YouTube beats is done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the.
What you mean by done? What you mean by YouTube beats done? What do you mean?
I mean, because even now, like, the regular listener, once they hear them tags three, four, they going to be, man, I don't want to hear this shit no more.
You got bad at shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I remember, like, when Gucci used to drop back in the day, it didn't even matter about the quality. It was just the quantity of music. Now the quality got sound good.
But that's where the debate come in, too, not to cut you off, between Gucci and Jeezy, because they say the quality so much better.
Jeezy had a machine behind him.
Yeah, he did. And that was my always thing. I remember when because at first I was Gucci. Mm-hmm. You know, when he dropped that trap out, I'm like, man, Gucci harder than Jeezy. But then just watching Jeezy just keep on going, I'm like, okay, Jeezy more, his song's on the radio, Gucci's not. You know what I'm saying? Right. We gotta go get this bootleg Gucci to hear Gucci, Jeezy, every fucking word. You know what I'm saying? Like, Gucci, Jeezy definitely had that a machine behind him that made him pop. You know what I'm saying? And his shit was, man, Jeezy had a nice run.
Who you think won that versus?
Man, Jeezy.
Gucci.
Jeezy.
I
don't know.
I'm a side chooser, though, so
Jeezy.
I feel like Gucci won everything because it's like, shit, Jeezy started the beef. He was picking at that boy.
What y'all want them to fight on national TV with?
Yeah. I feel it, though. Even the songs with Gucci, I felt like, man, I'm like, bro, you ain't even play nothing. You just wanted to disrespect this nigga. You just wanted to disrespect him. Swing my dough.
And at
drive
that point,
real fast. Like, come on.
And at that point, bro, the beef is so old, bro. We older now, bro.
Yeah.
Jeezy was married, got white now. You know, little Chinese lady and shit.
Hold on, though. Is it an expiration date? for somebody sending some killers to come and knock you out? Is it an expiration date on that?
I mean, what we on?
Yeah.
What we on at the time.
That's when we dines. We dines now, so I understand totally.
It's different, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they don't come back from death, though. Yeah. Motherfucker said somebody to kill you, though.
Like,
And over nothing. That's why I'm a sad chooser, especially with music. Like, that's just me. Like, when Game left G-Unit, niggas, fuck you, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga Game. But, like, when it comes to, like, Gucci and Jeezy, it was like, man, who's... At the time, when you're young, it's like, man, who the bigger gangster, you know? Yeah. And at the time, it was Gucci. But, you know, longevity's a motherfucker. Gucci's blessed to still be here after all the shit. You know what I mean? Jeezy always been like a... You know what I'm saying? The most he ever got into was the Big Meech controversy.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, you know what I'm saying? But I like Jeezy too.
Yeah, I mean, but think about it, bro. Like, you know, they said, well, you know what they're saying? Like, we'll look back on this years from now and we'll laugh about it. Like, think about 10 years ago, bro, about some shit that you was ready to die about.
Yeah.
That's serious. And now you like,
man,
you laugh about
wouldn't
it.
Give it a time of day,
man. Wouldn't give it a time of day, bro. So at that time, bro, we here to get a bag, bro. We broke professionals. Yeah. You know, you could do it corny. If I'm Jeezy, I'd be like, bro, you corny as fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like when Jeezy did that when he did that one with I'm the realest nigga ever. He's still up on that couch. Like,
yeah.
Fuck what you talking about, nigga. Like
what that nigga say, he said, man, when I called you, homie, to do this as a man, Gucci said, I told you I was gonna do it.
And Gucci, you old, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? You been on some other shit, bro. Like, bro.
Who's worse, Gucci or Boosie?
Who's what?
Worse than what?
This is with the social media shit. Because Gucci,
man.
I don't even see Gucci on social media.
Gucci
though.
Go like, in, though. You know, Gucci.
Man, Gucci just.
Gucci will say some shit.
You know, I just seen Gucci here in Jamaica with police around him and shit, man.
Yeah.
He trying to live.
Yeah.
Like, bro, once you get them kids, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, my kids changed my life. Like, when I had my son at 14, bro, he, like, changed my life, bro. Like, all that street shit was done. Now, it don't matter now. You know, they might dip it dad, but all that other shit, bro. Now I'm at work all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I gotta go get me a job, bro, because my son's not going without, bro. He's, like, my thing is, my kids, my son and my daughter, they can never not, like, no day not call me and be like, hey, daddy, that's my thing to myself. You know what I'm saying? That's what keep me out of trouble. Like, they never going to be able to not to call me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to make sure I'm here. So that's what changed my whole mindset as my kids. So, you know, Gucci living, bro, I don't know what Boosie's on, bro. He like, nigga, my kids, I get my son.
He's fighting that. He's fighting that. He does. He's fighting that case. So that's eating his pockets up too. So internet shit, like
the internet shit. But that's how he gets paid. So I understand. I understand. I understand his mindset and his thing, his process and what he's going through. But bro, you a little too old, Boosie, bro. You get older and older, bro. By the day, and niggas get tired of seeing you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, I can't blame him on a lot of shit. Like, cause we gotta understand and really recognize where bro came from too. He really came. He never had a machine. Not even now. It's really off the grind. So it's like coming for a ride away for your track is like, shit, payday. You know what I mean? Like,
that was crazy, bro.
But I totally understand. Like, if I had an uncle, I would definitely be like, come on, man. You bigger than that, man. You boosted. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He is Uncle the Barbershop, man.
I would never did that, bro. It's hip hop, bro.
You know, Lito. What you mean? Lito's song, too.
I wouldn't have did that, bro.
Yeah.
I would have did that. I definitely wouldn't have went public about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't try to hit that nigga up for some money, bro. If anything, bro, get a feature with that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Because, bro, it's hip-hop, bro. Like, I got plenty of songs that we could go through my catalog, bro, where I don't use another nigga's RAM, bro. It's just hip-hop, bro. Like,
it's paying homage.
Well, who don't do it, bro?
Especially, like, that's why I wasn't mad at Rod Wave, because Drake has done it since
Drake
started.
The whole nigga's verse, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, even Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Like, what Jay-Z say, I take a big line, I'm only bigging up my brother, bigging up my bro. Like, for real, bro, like, people do that shit, bro. Like, how many times has nigga said, if the head right, I got that, my head right, bro, that's been used countless of times. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, hey, bro, that's my line. Come on, man. Boosie, we didn't even know that song, bro.
I knew Journey, I knew Long Journey. But that's because I'm a real
you're a real Boosie fan.
Boosie and Webby Trill fam. That was all I spin for like a minute.
Webby was harder than Boosie.
Yeah,
definitely.
I was like, definitely a big Webby fan.
Webby was harder than Boosie. That's my
I always say that. I got into a flack on Facebook over that shit before saying that, but It's because of Webby. It's just like the Gucci and the Jeezy conversation, or the Boost or the Pac and Biggie. Yeah. I feel like Boosie's that nigga that's gonna go in there and make 100 songs, nigga, and he love Pac, so nigga engineer that shit later. Yeah. Webby shit was polished, you know. Is it my car? Is it my clothes? You know, real
stuff. No eyes of yeah.
I lost 50 pounds in that Savage Life 2.
Yeah, Savage Life 2 was everything.
I lost 50 pounds in Savage Life 2 in the summer, bro. I used to pull up my garbage bag. I lived in a circle every day, 1 o'clock. That's when they had the little MP3 players. I play above up, turn Savage Life 2.
Man, that's Savage Life 2 was my sophomore year, man. I remember waking up in the morning. I had the CD, but all I had was like a boombox at that time. Or, you know, I had the CD, so I couldn't put it on the MP3 player that quick. So my little brother had a Diego, Dora Diego. Mm-hmm. He had a Diego Canteen CD player. It looked like a canteen that water go in, but it pops up. It wasn't no, it was just a CD player. And I walked through Western with that motherfucker.
That's CDs no more. I remember I was about to kill a nigga. Bro, I was about to kill a nigga for stealing my CD, my book of CDs, bro. We don't even see CDs no more.
We would be, man, that's something to be forever.
Yeah.
You should take my book of CDs.
Take my book of
dying
CDs.
Dying tech, nah, it's dead now. Yeah, it's DVDs, all
they said Best Buy taking them out of the stores.
Yeah, because hell, my car ain't even got a CD player. My
sister's 16.
My car
got a CD player. Man. Unless it's a little older.
Yeah. But I feel you. And just to touch on what you said about, like, kids. I don't mean to backtrack, like you said, like, ain't it a shame, like, how niggas, like, really choose the streets over, like, just, like you said, like, just as simple as them being able to call you every day and fuck with you and you can interact with them is everything. Yeah. You got kids living in Florida, so it's like, that's everything, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas really choose the streets.
Yeah, it's definitely fucked up, bro. That's why, like, especially now, bro, like,
I don't know, once you get so deep in it, like, I don't think, just outside looking in, I think once, you know what I mean, you get so deep in it, ain't no coming. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you get deep in whatever, bro, but should not come before what you created, bro. These are your babies, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I get you. You know what I'm saying? You still got to take care of your responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because I got kids, I mean, I'm just, I can't do it. Okay, no. But I can still take care of my responsibilities and be there for my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, niggas can't be around me if I know that you don't take care of your kids. You ain't saying it, like, even, you know, baby,
not at
might
all.
Be tripping, and you got to pay your little child support, bro. It's cool, bro. We all going through that. Some of us can't see our kids all the time. Right. But make sure that motherfucker checks straight, you know what I'm saying, for your kids, bro. Like, just like Christmas Eve, bro, you know, Christmas Eve was on a Sunday, so I got off work Saturday night, 4 o'clock, bro, went home, took a shower, drove 12 and a half hours, surprised my kids on Christmas Eve, got to see them wake up Christmas morning. By 6 o'clock, I was back on the road doing another 12 and a half back here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And niggas' kids is down the street, bro. When do you go see them, bro? But I said to myself, bro, I'm not about to miss another Christmas, bro. You know, I missed last year. This Christmas, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, but shit, I can't worry about what they do. I just worry about what I do on mine.
Are you from Florida?
No. I'm from Chicago originally. My kids is actually from here. You know, their mom moved down there maybe about a year and a half ago. That's where her family moved to. They all from Louisville, but they all moved to Florida. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
What part of Chicago was you from?
Man, South Side. When I moved, I was on the West Side, K-Town. Uh-huh. But all my family's from South Side, Wild Hundreds.
How old were you when you moved here?
I think I was like 7. When I moved here, like, Collar Homes was still up. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Collar Homes was still up. I think Peyton Place had burnt down. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get a Louisville historian because I don't really know. I just know when I got here, I was like,
who burnt down?
Where the fuck is Peyton Place. It used to be a project called Peyton. Well, they used to call it Peyton Place. It was something else. Peyton Place, I think, used to be a TV show, and they named it after that. Peyton. It's called Peyton Place.
In Louisville?
Yeah.
So how old are you,
burnt
bro?
Down. I'm 36.
So, because you said Southwick was still up.
Yeah, Southwick, Collar Homes was still up. Like, I remember.
They came down in the late 90s.
Yeah, I remember the yellow school bus used to roll around. They had Penny Candy. It was my first time having Grippo's Big Reds. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I know you was hooked after that.
Yeah, eating noodles and shit, noodles and hot dogs. And that was back when Winn-Dixie was open. They used to have little cookies, the white. They was vanilla and chocolate on each side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. am the best cookies out. My mom would cry. Yeah.
Those and the
what's ain't
the
got no name or nothing on them.
Yeah, they got no name or nothing
on them. What's the one with the frost on top? You can get them. You can get them cheap. And
little still
snacking. Yeah.
Oh my god. Them bitches are better. A little stale. Leave. Open them motherfuckers. Leave them out.
Yeah. Fact. See, in Chicago, bro, we got like corner stores. You know what I'm saying? Like people's houses. Be the store like we used to have the icy cups.
Yeah.
With the styrofoam, you just rip the styrofoam off.
Yeah, I remember
the lemon that. Cookies, sour cherries.
That's the candy
all
lady.
That shit. Yeah, candy lady. Like, I remember before I moved Chicago, we used to have to go upstairs to this lady's house. I can't remember her name. But her husband was in a bed. He couldn't move or nothing. But he was like right there in front of the candy. She got to go get it. You got to go see him. You know what I'm saying? Go upstairs with a dollar. He's like... Man. Right there, she's serving, you know, right here with this nigga in the bed. But,
yeah,
you know, that's how we doing it in Chicago. You know, you got the people with the slushies and shit. They got the shave ice and mm-hmm. get you a slushie and shit. So, yeah, bro.
I remember the candy house on 32nd. Okay. I'm going to change subject a little bit. But remember the hood barber? Everybody had a hood barber. This nigga named Pookie on 32nd. right there between Broadway and what you call it. No lie. Second grade, I got a champagne bottle cut in my head. He was cold. He could cut roses, martini glasses. Mm-hmm. They called home from, do you know your son got a champagne glass in his head? I'm just saying, you know
in
what
his
I mean?
Head, in
yeah.
your head?
Yeah, get cut
that,
it.
Hey, he was probably hard.
Yeah, he was
that,
cold, bro. Yeah.
Damn, I'm cutting. I can't do that shit.
Yeah, old Pookie. Yo, he died of cancer not that long ago.
R.I.P. Pookie.
R.I.P. Pookie.
I remember the candy store when I used to go with my cousins on 32nd.
Right there on the alley?
What's his Garika? Garika's she went to a Western.
You talking about
Wagner and her brother's name is
Gary and not Gary. Ronnie?
Ronnie.
Yeah, okay.
He used to work on the cars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a nice little candy store right there. They daddy. I don't know if they still own it, but what was your biggest like culture shock if it was when you left Chicago to Louisville? Especially then, like it was, you know, it was probably
it was just different, bro. Like see, we left like after my granddaddy passed. Like, I never met my grandmother. I never met my mother's mother, but I met my granddaddy. So like it was a while after that. Like, biggest culture shock was coming here, bro. Like, cause how it happened, my mom and her nephews and shit, well, my cousins, they came and got me. So we driving and I'm just, you know, I pretty much just wake up in another place. And she's gone for like a week or two. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she went back to Chicago to get everything else together. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, I'm about to drop him off.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like in a new whole place. It's a project. It's bricks. Yeah. I ain't never been to bricks. Like, I'm used to a house and shit. Where my daddy at?
Yeah.
Where my mom at? All type of shit. So that was probably the biggest culture shock. But now, like, growing up, bro, I just, I love Louisville. You know what I'm saying? This is damn near my home. It is my home. I've been born and raised. I went to all the schools here. I think that, I don't know, bro. It's just different, bro. Like, Chicago, we just got, like, a different, like, kind of blood, bro. And I feel like Louisville, bro, like, if a nigga ain't traveled to get out the city, bro, they just a Louisville nigga, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope nobody pop up off and be like, bro, what you mean about the Louisville? But for real, though, bro, like, I just feel like, bro, if a nigga don't been in this city and ain't really traveled and seen no other cultures or seen no other shit on how other cities, he just kind of lost, bro. Like, I've been around niggas that's old as fuck, like 20s and 30s, and ain't even been, you know, they think of New Albany, like, bro, like, we going out of town type shit. Like, ain't never been nowhere, bro. That shit, it's just crazy, bro. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, a lot of people, though, like, they trapped. Bro, like, I was watching with my wife. I was watching The Corner. Remember that show?
Yeah.
About the junkies? And I was like, damn. I know people didn't have no money like that, but it's like, damn, like, if you really want to get out, like, leave this motherfucker. Like, goddamn. Like, it's not hard to come to Louisville, motherfucker.
It ain't, but shit, niggas, it's all on your mindset, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I remember my first time taking a cruise, bro,
that's something I want to do, but I can't.
You got to, bro.
Bad,
you got to. Cruise
you
said
you
lit,
don't even
bro.
Know you own there.
Yeah, I mean, the first day, you can feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But after that, you cool. But the cruise, bro, is one thing I like, bro. I love water. You know what I'm saying? So just seeing how big the world is, bro, and like, Damn, bro. Like, I know so many. Yeah, like, I know so many niggas. I ain't swimming no ocean, bro. Like, it's a little sad. Like, I fell off, we was in the Bahamas, bro. I fell off that motherfucking jet ski. Man, take me back. Nigga, they just said $80 for 45 minutes. I was on that motherfucking 5 minutes. Man, take me back. I am good. Like, I fell in that motherfucking water. I'm good, bro. Take me back. But,
Can y'all swim?
Not good enough for the ocean.
Not for the ocean, though, bro, because it's living shit in there. You know what I'm saying? It's different. Like, when I go to the beach, bro, once it hit my knees, I'm done, bro.
See, I ain't even scared of what's in there because I feel like I'm focused on trying to fucking swim, you know, big-ass waves. Castaway was probably the worst shit that could happen to a nigga. Like, not only did he have to live that bitch, he had to survive. He had to get out the ocean after it hit. He had to swim back. He was drowning.
You bring up Castaway, bro, and it's a hot take. It's a very unpopular opinion. But you got to put Tom Hanks. I'm not saying he's the GOAT, but you got to put him in the GOAT conversation.
I'll put him
in there, bro.
I'll put him in there. Castaway is one of my favorite movies.
Tom Hanks? Yes.
I fuck with Tom
Hanks.
You
got Forrest Gump. Yes. You got
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
You got...
I just hate when that nigga cry. That nigga be so retarded.
So we say GOAT debate. Are we talking about top five or top 10?
He's in my top five.
Ooh, I'll probably put him in my top 10.
Top six?
Because one is Denzel, bro. One is Denzel, true. You know what I'm saying?
I go with Denzel and Will.
Yeah, that's why I say Will, too.
I go with Will because Will is, since the 90s, I don't give a fuck what you say about Will. Top movies, Independence Day. You know what I'm saying? My nigga.
Hold on, though.
In Black.
A lot of his movies are the same damn character, though. Like,
yeah, like Cube.
Mm-hmm. Like who? Ice Cube?
Yeah, Cube. Play Cube. Yeah. But I don't know, like 7 Pounds.
Yeah,
and Pursuit of Happiness.
7 Pounds is hard, bro.
He
was trying to do good deeds before he was dying. He was helping out.
And what's fucked up is he wasn't dying. He was just like, I'm willing to give my life. So, all these people that I done met and
I think the heart.
This person need a heart. This person
needs
this.
I think the heart was 7 pounds, and he had to give out his organs or something. I remember him. Sitting there with some fucking jellyfish or something, and shocking them
so they can kill him.
Yeah, but his organs and shit could be good. So, bro.
So continue with your top five.
You got nigga Versatile, which is probably my favorite comedian / actor, Eddie Murphy. I'm gonna go Eddie Murphy. I'm gonna go Eddie.
As an actor?
I mean, Jamie's cold too. Yeah, Eddie. Harlem Nights, Life.
Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle, come on,
yes,
man. Eddie Murphy,
I love
bro.
That. We talked about, bro.
Life is my favorite movie, bro.
Yeah.
I can watch Life all the time, bro.
Now that I'm older, though, Life is like a fucking horror movie. He said, look, we're going to go in here tomorrow. We're going to say these are Spanky's booze. We ain't killed nobody. What's the worst that can happen? Nigga, Life.
Life.
What?
R.I.P. Yeah. Bernie Mac.
Yeah, Bernie killed that shit, too, but.
Harlem Nights.
Room.
When they first strike, everybody. Vera was the last one to die. Everybody's dead. What's up, Eddie?
Damn.
Yeah.
You can finish, though. What's that? Your three? What's that?
Let's see.
Denzel, Will, Eddie.
Let's see. We could probably put... It's over Tom Hanks, right? Over Tom Hanks. It's going to be a toss-up. I won't say George Clooney.
Dope.
I won't say George Clooney.
You played one in there.
All the movies he done did. Plus, Batman is my favorite. My favorite superhero. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Even though he ain't my favorite Batman. You know, I'm a little older, so my favorite Batman is Michael Keaton. Like my favorite Joker is Jack Nicholson. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna have to say George Clooney.
He slid one in there.
Batman, my favorite superhero too, though, bro.
Let's see. What's one? Batman's yours. Yeah, I like Batman because he
ain't got no superpowers. He just rich and he had whooped your ass. Yeah.
Superman's probably my worst one, bro.
You get some weed. This is that kryptonite. They hit that shit. Gone. They fuck you.
So I say George Clooney, and then probably give me who else I like, man. It'll be between. I'm gonna say between. Brad Pitt and what's his name? That played in Mission Impossible.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I love Jerry Maguire, but Tom Cruise got a lot of.
Tom was that man too, though. I can't stop.
So give me all them before Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks ain't, I mean, other than fucking Forrest Gump, bro, and I ain't gonna watch Forrest Gump all the time. It's like a one in every 5 years. I might watch Forrest Gump, bro.
Yeah, once a year for me. I need a little, because Forrest, when I, as I got older, man, like, Forrest was a bad motherfucker. He was probably the greatest nigga. Green Man was hard, too, but Forrest was the greatest nigga in history. He did everything. He went to the war. He played college. Mm-hmm. The only thing he couldn't get right is Jenny. But do y'all know that Jenny really died in the movie from AIDS? In
the movie, she died of AIDS. Yeah. She was in the hippie shit.
And he loved her to the end.
He loved her. She was a stripper.
That's the real villain. She's the real villain. Strong Pope Forrest Ollie. You know what I mean?
The funniest part of that movie is when, you know, Forrest couldn't talk good at first. And the dude, she wanted to get Forrest into that school. So the principal, the mama was like, shit. Ooh,
mama was fucking the mama, principal.
I didn't catch it till later on.
He was like,
he heard him fucking,
Hey, that shit was wrecked. But you do your top.
I ain't no particular order.
I know it's gonna be some shit.
Denzel. I ain't no particular order. I'm gonna go Denzel. Will Smith ain't in my top five. I don't like Will Smith. Mm. Denzel, Jamie.
How you gonna like Denzel? I mean, how you gonna like Will Smith, bro?
I don't know. That
Will was our whole childhood. Yeah,
Prince of Bel-Air, bro.
It don't take.
I just lost credibility
from Will, bro.
Summer Madness?
Man,
we talk about acting, but damn.
My thing is with Will, though, it don't matter what is true. The shit he go through with Jada, the lights ain't on for over Hawthorne and set it off. The lights is on from Men in Black.
Yeah.
Shit, fucking Independence Day. 40 million a movie. Will don't miss.
Hancock,
like,
I don't know.
Since the Fresh, and let's keep it real, Fresh Prince is up there with Martin.
Yeah.
And Fresh Prince was funnier longer than Martin. Once they took Gina off, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
Even after they lost Aunt Viv and brought that weak Aunt Viv in.
Light skin Aunt Viv.
Can I finish my top five?
Yeah, you can. I'm just saying, man. Don't disrespect me.
I'm going to go Denzel, Jamie.
That's wild.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a good Leonardo. One.
That's a good one.
Robert De Niro and Tom Hanks.
That's a good one. Tom Hanks is trash.
Are you serious?
That you had to tell Tom Hanks, bro. It's a bunch of... Come on, bro. You going off of... What you going off of with Tom Hanks, bro?
Bro, Forrest Gump.
Man.
The Green Mile.
Bro, he wasn't even the best actor. He was actually a bitch in Green Mile to the end, bro. He was a jerk.
He was a jerk in the Green Man.
He was the CEO, bro. He was a jerk in the Green Man. Bro, it wasn't bro, he could have saved Michael Clark Duncan's life, bro, and let him die. Then Walter, now he got to live forever.
Because when Mike touched him, he seen that he didn't do it. Remember,
he was a bitch in there, bro.
Hold on. Let me look up Tom Hanks' desire. I can't, but.
But your top four was good, though, bro. He had me to Tom Hanks, bro. He probably top 10, but damn, you keep going off the same movie, Green Man. What other? Okay.
That's three heat.
Which one? What movie did you say?
Saving Private Ryan. I'm drawing a blank right now.
That was cool.
Who's your top five, Tajay? Why I pull this up?
Of course, Denzel. Denzel been doing it for us since Spike Lee joints.
Yeah.
You know,
they say does Toy Story count? We got Toy Story. Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Bro, got it up there.
Yeah, he got it up there.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Forrest Gump, Castaway, facts. I ain't never seen
it. We ain't never seen a band called Otto.
That's new.
That's a good movie. That's a hell of a movie.
That's new.
I don't want to see Elvis.
No, sir. I'm good. The Green Mouse.
The Polar Express. Come on, man. That's your kid?
Yeah, that's been.
That's your kid?
That's range, though, cuz. Yeah. That's range. That ain't range.
He's a white man.
Speaking of.
You had Robert De Niro, though.
Robert De Niro was a good one. And Leonardo DiCaprio was a good one, too. I fuck with Leonardo.
You want to know why I really start fucking with Leonardo? Besides, I used to love, for some reason when I was a kid, I used to love Romeo and Juliet. That was a good movie.
Yeah. You see Basketball Diaries where he was junked out on playing basketball and shit?
Mm-mm. But I'm gonna shock y'all with my number two. And this is just because he's my favorite nigga. And he got range. I don't care what nobody say. He ain't just funny.
Ah, shit.
What's your boy from Big Daddy and shit?
Adam Sandler.
That's my second. And he used all his niggas every movie.
Yeah. Okay.
I give you.
Let's make a movie, my nigga.
Okay. Mr. Deeds was funny.
Mr. Deeds, but he got range. The gym.
My boy.
Happy Gilmore.
The basketball was good. He just came out not too long ago.
He's the coach. Yeah. Hidden Gems, or what is it? The gym movie with KG.
Yeah.
But Denzel. The nigga I just said.
Adam Sandler.
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with your boy, just cause he's one of my favorites too. And with the acting, ain't really no range, but it's all action. What's the nigga that did Crank?
Jason Statham.
Nah, I ain't gonna put him in my top five, but I love that nigga. That nigga be whooping everybody every movie. Jamie, just cause he got range. Ray was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. Yeah. What's up, my third or my fourth? That's my fourth, point. I'm going with your boy. He could play anybody. His range was incredible. The nigga that died in Black Panther.
Yeah.
He was dope before he died.
I forgot his name. Chadwick Boseman.
Yep. Yeah. And for my fifth, man, I don't know, man. I got a lot of movies I like. Like, I like Forrest Whitaker. Like, that nigga always play a good
one. I knew it was like two of them, bro.
Man, is it true?
Him and his brother. They said he got a brother that looked like him, bro. And I guess so, bro. I guess it is true.
I'm putting Samuel Jackson as my honorable.
Honorable mention?
Yeah, honorable mention.
I fuck with Samuel.
Bro, you said you don't put Will Smith in there, bro. Ali? Mm-hmm. You like Ali?
But I liked it. It's a good... You got to separate good movies with good actors. Good acting is range.
He played that Ali, though.
Give me Ali over Forrest Gump any day, bro.
That's the movie.
And they about the same length, too.
Huh? Give me the movie. But give me Ali over Forrest Gump, bro.
I don't know.
Man. I like the Ali. I mean, Will got shit that we forgetting about.
Yeah, he got a bunch of movies,
Hitch,
bro.
Like, Hitch. Bro, is the truth when Hitch. It comes to box office smash hits that you can go back and watch.
Will Smith got a better movie than Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
What is it?
Shit.
Pursuit of Happiness. No.
Man, Independence Day.
Independence Day.
I'm not going to say they're Independence
Day. My nigga whooped the alien and came back, saved the world.
I think Independence Day, one of the biggest box office ever.
Did you know Vivica
not
Fox?
Not bigger than Tom Hanks.
Vivica
Fox.
Not
bigger
than...
I bet it is.
Vivica Fox.
Look it up. I bet it is.
She was shooting.
We're going to go...
and set it up at the same time.
Yeah. A Forrest Gump.
But hold on.
What we doing first?
Let's just see.
Not
this.
Just total box office. You don't want Independence Day. I look up Forrest Gump.
Let's look at this 12 real quick, though. This 12 is I Am Legend is stupid.
Yeah, I Am Legend.
Focus was stupid.
Okay. I give you that because it took some range. Right
but look
there.
At all that, bro. All them fucking
Bad Boys all the way to 4.
Bad Boy. We forgot about Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 4 is out already?
600 million. I'm going to say 100 million.
Hancock, 7 pounds.
The box office, 700 million.
Look at it. What is he talking about?
Ooh, wee.
What is he talking about, bro?
What is he talking about, bro?
Independence Day, bro.
Ooh, wee. Gemini Man, stupid.
Independence Day, bro.
Gemini Man, stupid.
I don't know. I lost. I told y'all I lost. With Ed Jada Pickett.
Okay, so why? So
this
why?
Is ruined.
Over a female, bro, you gonna really go.
So why though? Yeah, so why? Why though? Like
first, he went out like a chump.
You gonna lose a bro code over a female, bro?
Because he went out like a chump when he slapped Chris Rock. He went out saying. Then his wife is just embarrassing him all the time. Like,
she do, but I give credit where credit's due. When the man came out and everybody's like, "Why Will's taking this? Why Will?" Because he said, "I would never. I told I would never. This bitch ain't getting lick of my money. You think I'm ready to divorce this bitch?" She ain't getting come on, bro. That'd be biggest.
At least he slapped Chris Rock. I don't see niggas lose their job over anyone because they can't. They at their job 24/7, can't get off the phone with her because they worried about who she with. So, nigga, I see worse. So, a slap to Chris Rock, he probably owed that nigga. Shut up. Slap.
I just see niggas like that. They just arguing with their chick all the time.
With their chick all the time, bro. Nigga done lost a house, car, everything. Hair. Nigga done lost everything. Weight. Fuck nigga, man. Stressing over female, man.
Like, I just don't follow him because it's like, man, you just never know why he's sticking through with her, bro. Like,
bro, bless she got his. She got his kids too, so it's just like his wife, bro. It's his baby mama too.
Yeah, he may be doing it for the kids.
And it's if they get a divorce, you see how much the nigga's worth.
Yeah.
She'll never have to appear again. Yeah. Red table talk where?
Plus, you know, behind them closed doors, bro, that entertainment shit's crazy.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I was, you know, when we started earlier about Cat Williams, bro, that's why I fuck with him. Mm-hmm. Like, when a nigga tell the truth, like, that's why I fuck with Kanye, bro. I got into a full-fledged argument with my mama about Kanye West. She's like, he's crazy. I'm like, nah. I just gotta listen to what he's saying. Like, the world's deeper than that little shit that you fed. You know what I'm saying?
My son's a real Kanye fan. He said... We was in a barbershop one day, and I was like, "What? Kanye's your favorite artist?" He was like, "Man, Kanye crazy, man. He did this. He do that. He date white women." My son looked at me, said, "Dad, why everybody that can't work with him call him crazy, but everybody that work with him, that been around him, that can get in the room with him, be like, nah, he's just a genius, though. You know, he's a different guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Saha the Prince, they tried to, I think it was Vlad, he tried to get him to talk about Kanye in a bad way the whole time. He's like, is it true that you've never been sounding good music, but you wrote a lot of music? Hell yeah. And them checks and publishing checks are straight. My niggas, you feel me? But like he said, he said, he just wrote. That was his best friend. I don't want no deal with you. It's if I call you, like he said.
I know it.
He said the 80% of writing with Kanye is Kanye talking and ranting and talking. He said, Side of Prince, I come from a place where you can lose your life over a disagreement. So with him ranting and talking and turning up, shit, that's light. You feel me? That's my friend. You feel me? Like, Kid Cudi just came back around. Like, come on, bro. You ain't going to stay mad for long, my nigga. You did put on a dress.
Yeah.
So did he ever pay Big Sean?
I don't know. But he said that's the worst decision he ever made was signing Big Sean. I never liked Big Sean.
But he said it in like a sarcastic way. Like,
I never liked Big Sean.
He didn't mean to be Cage type shit. You know what I mean?
Big Sean ain't one of mine, you know what I'm saying?
The best thing Big Sean did for me is get with Janae Aiko.
Yeah, that's my baby.
They put a little nice little, what's that, a joint album?
Janae nice. But Sean, though, he in my top five.
Yeah, me too.
He my number four.
Me too. Like my son said, you can't.
Of all time?
Yeah, he my number four.
Me Michael, too.
Wayne, Jay, Drake, Kanye, Jesus.
Yeah, that's mine's kind of different. Mine's is different, but. Yeah, he's definitely in there because, I mean, just the impact on me being a kid in college dropout, that was like gospel in my house.
Yeah.
Drug dealing just to get by, stacking money to. My brother met me at the bus stop, my big brother.
Mm-hmm.
He met me at the bus stop. I had his CD in a Walkman.
Yeah.
He took my Walkman, took his CD out, and threw it in the grass. Like, nigga, I told you stop touching my shit. I was willing to lose my life for that. Yeah.
Damn.
Damn, that's crazy.
That album was incredible, bro.
Was it College Dropout?
And then my favorite song on there,
ain't Late Registration was a motherfucker.
Late Registration is my wife's favorite. And that was
Drive Slow.
And it was just like perfect timing. He didn't flop. It was like, let me show y'all what I really got. I'm fucking my Chicago niggas.
Kanye ain't never missed
it. No. I'm saying, bro, if you listen to all Kanye, if you go back through it, bro, and you listen to it, bro, Kanye missed what? Like,
he didn't miss to Black Skinhead.
And for real, if you go back through that one with him and Jay-Z, bro, he killed Jay-Z on that shit, bro.
Watch the throne.
Yeah. He got the most memorable verses.
His verses was way better. He had got the most quotables and everything, bro.
Yes, but you know Kanye gonna make the beat. Yeah. So he gonna... And that's what I had to understand about music. Like, Kanye was so impactful that I can rap.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna show y'all I can rap, but once at a certain level, it's like, I'm really a producer. Let me show y'all how cold I really... Like, All of the Lights had 13 people on there.
Yeah.
Really?
What nigga in his right mind would call 13? Charlie Wilson, Elton John, Alicia Keys, like the list goes crazy. What's your boy's name? We're just ordinary people.
John Legend.
They all on there. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like your impact on. I'm big on impact. Like when people be like, 50 only got one, two albums. Like
50 by
his impact was like crazy to where it's like, I don't even want to rap no more.
Yeah, 50 by number six. Like, it was one time, bro, I was so fucked up about 50, bro.
Uh-oh.
Like, bro, I'll be ready to lose my life about 50, bro.
That's my number one favorite rapper, bro.
You can't say nothing about 50 about to me, bro. Like, I used to be fucked up about 50 Cent, bro. He would, they gotta get rich with that trash. As soon as you hear that motherfucking penny drop.
It's over, bro.
What up, blood?
You know what I'm saying?
But who winning the verses? Him or T.I.?
Ooh,
50.
Come on,
get the fuck out of here.
What?
Like I tell you, I tell you all the time, Big. It's about,
bro.
It's about weight.
Yeah.
Beat down low. I like my beat. We fuck with that. But many men, boom, get beat down low out of here. Bring them out. Then you got motherfucking Wankster. Yeah. Bring him out of here.
Put it like this, bro. Yeah. It's just like how Jeezy did Gucci, bro.
The quality.
It's just the first CD, bro. Get Rich or Die Trying will be his whole discography.
And it's over.
Ain't no way.
And it's over.
No,
wait. Pick a song back. T.I. can tell your song is better than him back 50 Cent. Anyone. Bro, it's easy, bro.
All day.
Urban legend. Trap music.
Bro, I could just play.
Get out of here.
I could just play, what you call it? I get money.
Yeah.
Money, I got
See,
it.
And that's the massacre. Everybody say the massacre was a flop. The massacre had.
I'm saying I give you them two, but after that,
it's he went up against Kanye against Graduation and lost. Curtis wasn't his best work. You know,
bro, you can play. Then even if you want to be a jerk, bro, he can play Rich. This is a big rich town.
Come on, man.
Bro, 50 got 50. See, the thing is, T.I. got songs.
Yeah, fuck with 50 got hits too.
50 got anthems.
Yeah.
Have a baby, 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 and be a millionaire. Have a baby, baby.
And that's way after. Anthems, that's not even the master or.
He got anthems, bro.
And then, like I said, everybody forget. 50 was just doing TV shows and shit. Yeah. And then he dropped that shit with Chris Brown. Yeah. Came in the game crying and fussing. Whenever he want to rap, he rap. He got a song with Nicki right now that's.
Yeah,
the hottest song on her album.
Whenever
he want to do it, he can do it. But I think the greatness is, look at Ross.
Yeah.
Ross, my music is way better than, that's cool, but you still rapping. And I ain't going to say have to rap, but that's where we know you from. We don't know you other than nothing but that. You feel me? And I love Ross. His discography is stupid. His music quality is stupid. You feel me? And he's in his own lane. If you hear a certain song, you're like, nah, that's a Ross beat that. Anthem shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, ain't too many niggas that can, all right, I'm done rapping.
Yeah.
I seen a little thing, he's getting off the plane and the white lady was like, why you ain't been promoting, you know, your new album? He's like, I'm kind of done with that shit.
Yeah, I think the thing with Ross, I heard him saying on I'm not in nobody's top 10, like, but everybody fuck with Ross.
Ross is a funny nigga too. He mastered the internet.
Yeah.
Mastering the internet is mogul
too. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas respect the hustle.
I respect that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why nobody really put Ross to their top, bro.
I'm gonna tell you why.
What's up?
The same thing DMX said.
Yeah.
When your shit is kind of like, it's certain artists that can be repetitive. Like Rod Wave, he's a repetitive artist that if he changes shit, his core fans would be like, "What happened?" Like, we want to be in that mood. We want to
Rod Wave.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like the if certain rappers or singers change, they like. You know, like people didn't fuck with 50 when he started doing radio shit.
Yeah.
You know, candy shop, shit like that. Yeah. The shit he had to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like
your
magnitude of your, like, I love Ross. I love a lot of artists that is not in my top five, but it's for different reasons. Like, you're not gonna get that sound from nobody but Ross.
Yeah.
Then he did the most amazing thing by turning up a nigga we had been seeing since a kid rap on the internet in Meek Mill's.
Yeah.
Like, we seen this nigga Dirty Braids rapping on the block, then this nigga, I'm a boss.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with niggas' influence, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Dream Chase
is 1-2 for me.
I guess I kind of answered my same question with what I said. I guess it's just, you know, it's a difference between making a hit and being impactful. See, what I like about music is that, like, I can listen to a song like Lauryn Hill, Miss Education, like one of my top three albums. I can listen to that, and it's all automatically going to put me into Summertime Chicago, Hot Outside, Cool Breeze on the Inside, Barbecue. You know what I'm saying? It's automatically going to put me in there. And so that's what it is about me, the music. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else do it, but it's about the impact and where it's going to take me at when I heard that. You know what I'm saying? And I guess when I'm asking you about Ross, I guess his music just ain't that impactful. Like, when you know, like, when you got Wayne's song, you can play like, let's just say, him and Juelz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A motherfucking, I Can't Feel My Face. You can probably hear that, and it'll take you right back to that spot to where you heard it at. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's why I fuck with Ross, too, because, like, you feel me? I'm a big 50 fan.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't fuck with Ross, but I do, because it's like, I remember Rich Forever, that my dope be shining like it's yellow. But the ultimate thing is, I was a big T-Pain fan. Like, when T-Pain's first album, like, that's in my top five.
What's your favorite Ross album?
That one when he was fucking with Diddy Nim.
Rich Forever.
Rich Forever.
That was a mixtape.
That's just the rap.
One of the latest that he just dropped too, with that the diss to Birdman on it.
Yeah,
that was a good album.
Yeah, for Years I Don't.
But that is one of his albums. But and I like the mixtape they did with Omarion. Yeah. That's the one of his best songs, Omarion. But it takes me when I hear like Ross. I like Ross because of what you said.
Yeah,
I remember.
Where you was?
T-Pain. I got a fresh lineup. Everybody out of Florida was hot at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. T-Pain, Ross. Shit, it was Flo Rida.
Flies.
Yeah. If you could get a feature from anybody, a feature or a beat from anybody, who would it be?
Ooh, if I could get a beat from anybody.
And a feature, yeah.
Honestly, if I could get a beat, and it's because of Ross, it would be, what's some niggas out of Florida?
Justice League, exactly.
Mm-hmm. If I get beat from anybody, it'd be Justice League, because them niggas actually play them instruments.
Yeah, you know, they got some instruments on that mouth. Yeah.
And if I could get a feature from anybody, anybody, it'll probably be, I don't know. I guess I'm going to say Drake, bro, because he is going to go to the top.
That's over there.
It's going to go to the top. It's going to go to the top. You know what I'm saying? Drake can get on that motherfucker and do anything he wants to, bro. It's gone.
You said Drake's in your top five, too.
Yeah, Drake's my number three.
What's your favorite Drake album?
My favorite Drake album? I'd probably be the one, what's it?
Mine's is nothing the same.
Was that another one the same where his head was in the cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the best album Drake ever. It was the most complete. Take Care was great, though.
I take it back. It might be Take Care, the one where he's at the table.
Yeah, that's Take Care.
Take Care. Yeah,
my dead body.
Yeah, my favorite Drake song is on there. It's that The Ride.
Yeah, The Ride's hard.
Yeah.
And then that Take Care had that one with Jeezy.
They Know was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And that, what's that? That motherfucking, damn.
Yeah, but Drake don't miss either. I like that machine. I like that. I actually like his last album. I was one of the ones that was vouching for him. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't really The best song on her to me was Shake That Ass for Drake. Shake That Ass for Me. That's like a strip club anthem. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but did you listen to it like with your girl in the car with you? Like y'all just riding?
No, we cut it on at the crib, and then like the next day, riding to the shop, I'm smoking. I listen to it like three times because I'm gonna go to Facebook and be like, man, like it, like I like Future, but I feel like Future's not like he don't say nothing to where I can listen to him every day. You know what I'm saying? Like he's the GOAT, but Future got some shit that I'm like, hey, that nigga, nobody could do that. What's that song with Kelly Rowland? Never End. My favorite song by Future, besides like March Madness and that G shit that we all like, is Honest. That was Honest a smash hit.
Bro,
it was.
I like Honest.
56 Nights. What was that?
56 Nights was hard.
Yeah, going crazy. Yeah, that motherfucker was.
And he just killed that Quavo song. He smacked that.
I fuck with that right there, right? Like every time I hear that motherfucker, fuck Quavo shit, I'm gonna play that.
Who's your favorite hip hop group of all time?
My favorite hip hop group? That's hard. If I'm gonna say my favorite, I'm gonna have to say Young Money, man, when they was hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with G Unit real tough. Because to me, when G Unit was out, because nobody fucked with Lloyd Banks.
And 50's on the hook.
Yeah.
Lloyd Banks
was hard. Lloyd Banks. And then, you know, you got Buck coming with that down south type shit. Yeah. And then you might get Yayo saying some crazy ass shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I always loved Yayo because I just knew he was. And I was a big 50 fan. So I used to go grab DVDs from the African Man.
I think the thing about Yayo, like, it's like with me with Birdman. Like, I know Birdman is going to spit trash, but I like to listen to him because I know what he's spitting is probably going to be like some
no shit. Lie.
You know what I'm saying? But bro, Young Money, when they was doing their thing with Nicki and all of them, Tiger. Bro, Young Money was, bro, if they could have kept that shit together, like.
Yeah, they was too big. Nicki and Drake was just too big.
Yeah, Nicki and Drake was too big, but yeah.
I like MMG, man. That little run when they had Peel, Wale.
Wale, he's too much of a girl for me, bro.
Think so?
Too sensitive for me, bro.
See, I liked Wale when he wasn't with
before he got with
him? When he went with Ross, because he still had his, yeah, we knew what we was bringing. Song, yeah. When I heard Meek, what's the nigga, the Stally, yeah, and Ross, and then you hear Meek, Wale at the end on some spiritual shit, like, come on, man. Could have, because Wale was actually one of my favorite, and Wale, I feel like Wale keeps R&B alive. Mm. Like, anytime Wale do some shit, it's like, bag, though. You know.
Because then nobody won't hear nothing if he wasn't talking about no girl, so he had to get an R&B.
Facts. You know, the only song we fucked with, it wasn't no girl. I went, damn, that's a girl song, too.
It's how it go, bro. Like, when you really fuck with that music, bro, like, you know, it's like, okay, so Wale, I got to get an R&B singer. Like, if I'm yeah, setting him up for a song, I got to get an R&B singer. You lay this bomb-ass hook, he's going to do the rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so it's some niggas that can just rap. They can rap their ass off, but they can't make a hook for nothing. Wale, right, one of them niggas. I think Game is one of them niggas. Like, I told a nigga the other day, I said, bro, name a song where Game came cold on a hook.
50's on it, or he nigga, wrote it.
They can't name one, bro. Nigga, can't name a song that's hard where Game's on the hook, bro.
Facts.
You ain't gonna name it. He's a cold spinner. That was kind of trash, bro. That wasn't
even
the,
even my favorite song on
the lyrics. He just, bro, like you can really cheat the game right now. Like, you can write a verse and like just take some bars out and make that the hook.
Yeah,
that shit was kind of.
See, my favorite, even my favorite song on the first album, you just now putting it in my head that it wasn't him on the hook at.
What,
if Drake? I started my life from scratch,
yeah,
if I cut the PS2 off.
Bro, think about it, bro. Think about a game song, bro. You ain't gonna name a game song that's super hard where he's on the hook.
I'll name one.
Which one? Ali Boumaye?
No, fuck yeah. No. I hate that fucking song.
Bro, that's just sad.
Game, I hate, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of hate
that's
the game.
The game now,
when Game left G-Unit, I kind of like, this nigga's weak, for real. Like,
do it a verse.
Even Tony Ayo said, he was like, man, why you giving this nigga all this shit, man? This shit's hard. But on that same album.
Yeah. What's that?
Church. With Trey Songz, it's time to go to church.
It's Trey Songz,
yeah, but that's after the
that's even a dream. Bridge. That's even a dream with Kanye.
Yeah,
dream. I gave a dream.
Yeah,
like, the hooks already.
It's peace.
50 Cent was on both of them. Yeah. This is how we do. You know what I'm saying? Hate it or love it.
I couldn't believe 50 Roll Higher.
Yeah,
that's a whole West Coast song.
50 Roll, yeah, shit, bro. And then you got Lil Wayne on that.
Yeah, on that I know what you're talking about. The when they in the graveyard. Yeah. I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't gonna no hooks.
No. One Blood was a sample. One Blood. Like, you can't name it, bro. Like, when you really dissect it, bro, you got artists, you got spitters, and then you got people that can do it all. So I give my respect, bro, to a nigga that's gonna lay the hook and do the verses, bro, before I just, cause you see what it is, bro. Like, that's that bad boy shit. Like, for real. Look at Diddy. Diddy used to do niggas like that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to put an R&B person on there, and then you just kill a verse out.
Yeah.
Take that, man.
Take that.
Yeah. What you think about Diddy, man, before we get out of here?
Diddy's wild, bro. He's a wild man. But I've been knowing Diddy.
It wasn't surprising, bro.
It's just about time that, like, niggas, like, really, it really came out. Like,
I'm going to tell you where I got respect for Diddy.
Yeah.
We made them niggas walk and get the cheesecake.
Nah.
If you can make five.
I love that show. I was mad about that. I love making the band. I'm like, man, we making these.
You would have did that? I had a good discussion. You would have did that?
Yeah, I would have did it.
I would have did it.
We in New York. I'm from Philly. I'm from Louisville. You know, I'm from.
I would have did that shit, bro.
You'd have walked to get the cheesecake?
Man,
that's part of the show. What we going to do?
Shit, I can see if he told me barefooted. Nigga, shoes. Bro, we all walk someplace, bro. A long ass stroke from somewhere.
I'm going to tell you, though. Niggas can call Diddy gay or whatever they're going to call him. You know, don't mark us. Don't X us out for me saying that. But let's keep it real, bro. Diddy the most gangster.
Yeah.
That's where I respect him at. From 90, whenever, when he started Bad Boy until now, look at everybody who's dead.
Plus, he said he blew up a nigga's car like Frank Lucas in the driveway.
Kid Cudi, like, you fucking my bitch, boom. He
blew up a nigga's car like...
Man, let's keep it real. You know, you got somebody you really rocking with, we'll probably whoop a nigga over our female. But if we got money, nigga, I'll blow your shit up, nigga.
Blow your cob, nigga, in the driveway.
But let's keep it real, though. He's the most consistent out of everybody. Fuck the music, just business, longevity. Even if, you know what I'm saying, like...
Yeah.
The shit that goes on now, and, you know, he might go to jail. Fuck all. That's the same thing with R. Kelly. Like, all right, he did that. Yeah. But like, we can't take away from all the music he wrote. Nigga wrote for Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. We ain't never seen a video of Michael Jackson dancing to nothing else but his shit. He got a video of dancing to Ignition in the back of a, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
free R. Kelly, Diddy, man.
Free R. Kelly, man.
Free Tory Lanez.
Yeah, free Tory, man.
Definitely free Tory, man.
That, I don't think he did that shit. Bro. It don't make, none of that shit make you.
Tory, top five artist of this generation. This he is, right bro. Now. Hey,
bro. Look, though, and he was doing this. You see it a lot now, like, they just remixing R&B.
Yeah.
He was doing that shit 10 years ago.
You want to know why he gets overlooked?
Why?
Drake.
Uh-huh.
Chris Brown. Even though he got one of the, he might have the, one of the hottest R&B albums, song out, you got to compete with Chris Brown. You overshadowed by Drake because it's Canada. You feel me? This nigga come out singing, rapping, man. You know, like, this nigga trying to be like Drake.
Man, I think the reason why, bro, is just because of Tory, bro. Like, Tory, he's a dope artist, bro, yeah. But he just be, like, manipulating a lot of shit, yeah. Bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and my wife said what everything he do, because I had this conversation with my wife.
Yeah.
Everything he do.
Somebody already did.
Not even that. Like, everything he do outside of music, like the little shit he be getting into, and, you know, people think you know.
Yeah.
He kind of lame, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. It probably do down shadow. You know what I'm saying? Some of the, his kind of lame though, cause bro, like it's like the Cassidy shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When he did that one song, I balls on him like Kawhi Leonard. Like, bro, G just already said that, bro. Yeah. You just use that on a forever rolling beat. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think Tory's cold, bro. He just be biting niggas' styles a little bit.
He definitely do.
Before we get out of here though,
yeah,
got a couple questions for you.
Let's get it.
Who do you want to see on here, but you got to be able to, like, plug us in or make that call or text. Hey, go fuck with them niggas, Big and Lazy. Who you want to see?
Man, get my nigga.
Definitely got to rock with Diesel one day.
Yeah, got to get Diesel on here.
Get Diesel on
here. You got to get, you know, y'all might need some more microphones. You got to get Team Us on here, the camp.
Yeah.
Beat.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Got to get Team Us on here. The camp at Scottie.
Hold on. Do you know the Shayna show?
The who?
It's a young girl. She got like a little podcast. She was gonna plug us in. We plugged in with them. We got them coming.
Who, Team Us?
Yeah, she's okay. Plugged in because she was interviewing them. She was fucking with them.
Yeah,
she said
like
a couple
Rico,
of them.
Blue, Breezy. It's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was telling them we need some more mic. Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna need some mics. You probably gotta get some strippers in here. It's gonna go crazy.
We got a couple of strippers lined up, man.
Yeah, we got a couple. Yeah.
Plus, I plugged in, bro. I run a club. So.
Oh, man. You got to turn this on into some motion, though. Like, yeah. You know, we don't want the...
Remind me to
ask some money.
What was I about to say? And this is the Big and Lazy podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to give us something big, something good to eat, lazy, and something good to watch before we get out.
Turn us on.
Big to eat?
Something good to eat.
Okay, good to eat. Man, I'm about to go get some hibachi. I've been missing my hibachi, you know what I'm saying? I need that steak. Shrimp and chicken hibachi.
Yum yum sauce?
Yeah, definitely yum yum sauce. I'm going to go to probably one of them spots where they cook it in front of
me. Okay, I need
show guns or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something good to watch. Man, Big and Lazy podcast, man.
That's what's up, man.
That's just like it.
I already know.
Man. We appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, sure, y'all, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love, man.
Yeah, man.
Welcome back anytime.
Right before you go, though, what do you got new? What do you got coming next? We just heard your single in the beginning, and we're going to hear it on the way out.
Yeah.
But just, like, give us a briefing on, like, kind of what you got in the works, since now you done kind of went viral, and, you know, you done touched the couch, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. So I got Doski just dropped right before November last year as me and Trap Boys beat. Me, Amore King, and B. Nicole, we just dropped Love Is Forever. That shit went stupid crazy. And then coming at the end of January, I'm dropping Can't Get Die Forever, Long Live Fat Boy, man, with me and Diesel. He producing every track on there, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, I got something with me and my cameraman, Looney, you know what I'm saying, and his son. Like,
shout
I
out
got,
Looney.
Got some crazy shit, bro. I got one with her season that's about to go dumb. There, like,
shout out her season. That's another one we got to tap in with, bro.
Yeah, I got y'all, bro. Just, you that's know, I got up. Your number, get your number.
Yes,
sir, just like that, man. And we out, man.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.